You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Hi, Big Wigs. Missed you. We're back. And yeah, we've got a full-ass show because there is so much going on.
So much going on. You know, April showers bring May flowers. Here we are.
Honestly, the sun has been shining and I've been enjoying.
Yeah, it makes everything better, right?
Oh my gosh.
If you are not in New York City or near New York, this is the best time to just walk around the city.
To walk around the city.
Right?
Get to the parks, go see the botanical gardens.
Literally anywhere in the city feels better when the sun is shining and it's like not freezing. It's been like teasing us. It's been like winter.
That's why it's been so frustrating. You get an 80s day and then it will go back down to 50s freezing.
Yeah.
What is that? So yeah, I've been enjoying, but I also have FOMO because of everything going on this week.
I know. It's a lot. It's a lot. First of all, I apologize. Dre and I planned to crash the Met Gala, although it sounds like we wouldn't have gotten any close because I saw people trying to get close. Like my friend, she was like trying to go and she's like, Madison's closed from this street to this street. Like, so they couldn't even, there were girls like behind a barricade, like down a whole entire avenue. And I was like, and I saw her filming this and I was like, oh God, like you're so far.
In my mind, you're right up against the tent for some reason.
Yeah.
And I know that cars have to drive up, but I'm thinking we would have just gotten the tent in the background and you would have totally seen us. But yeah, we had to reschedule.
We had to reschedule. I'm sorry. I got a last minute job like Sunday night, 9:15 p.m. You ever get booked on a Sunday at 9:15 for Monday morning, 8 a.m.?
Does not happen often, but it's so great when those happen.
It is. It
just because you're like, oh, you get excited. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing. Like my friend called me, who I hadn't talked to in a while. I was in the other room. I was like, a missed call. It must have been a mistake because I'm an A name. You probably get this. Like, people pocket dial you when you're an A name.
I never thought about that.
Oh my God. That a lot. Like, if you're like one of the first A names in their phone or whatever.
Oh.
And we're both AN.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would get pocket. So I was like, he probably pocket dialed me. But then I was like, why wouldn't you text me?
Right.
Mostly, I'm a texter. I can talk on the phone, though, whatever. And then he texted me and was like, hey, I recommended you for this thing, like this producer friend of mine, like someone clearly dropped out last minute. And I was like,
don't matter. You're
like,
in.
He was like, are you around tomorrow? And I was like, my brain is like, Jared has a 6 a.m. flight. So that means 4 a.m. Bye bye. Mm-hmm. He leaves.
Ugh.
And then I have to be somewhere by like 8:30. I was like, oh my
God.
Plus
the dogs.
Yeah. And I have the dogs. And Jared, you know, is worried he's worried they're not even breathing right now. Like,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
so, why don't people fucking trust me?
He's
had a
the
dog.
Mother hen.
But Jared is very much like a protective dad.
He
like,
is. Yeah, he is. Know? He is. And also like, he can't, I don't think he even has it in his brain to like remember or think that like Bobby Flay was once a puppy. And I was once a little girl, and I somehow kept him alive.
He thinks that you were non-existent before him.
Yeah. Something like that.
Before him, there was nothing.
So stupid. So we're both sitting there, and I was like, Jared, it's a good job. It's a SAG commercial. I got to fucking be available. And he was like, no, it's a good thing. You know, I could see him being like.
Yeah, we were talking himself into it.
And they're asking for my sizes and this and that because, like, clearly everyone had to work overnight because, like, they didn't. It sounds like it was very put together last minute. I don't really know what went on. And they go, okay, great. You don't have it yet because we did reach out to a couple people. And I was like, okay, how long?
I was like, heck. Meanwhile, it's 9:30.
I'm like, keep me posted PM. Because I sort of have to figure out, like, you know, a couple of things. Like
my plan for the next day. Yeah.
Do I keep the dogs alive or like, I was like, Jared, just take them to LA. He's like, no. He had to like go into an office and meet the people he's working with for the first time. So whatever. Anyway, the universe came through. It all worked out. The dogs were taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrapped in time to give them dinner.
I mean, she's a working mom with two jobs.
A single mom who works two jobs, loves her family, never stops. I don't know the actual words, but I love it.
That, honestly, I think that was it. It sounded
believable.
Loves
her fans, and never stops.
I thought it was loves her kids. But then again, I am the worst.
Loves her kids. That's probably it because it's about being a mom. I go, I love her.
No, but I'm famously, I don't remember song lyrics. I just make up as I go along.
Me too.
Fully. Yeah.
A single mom.
I know
works
it's Reba.
Too hard.
Yeah.
Works two jobs.
See, I made it up. You know what I'm saying? And doesn't
Is it
sound
too hard?
Good?
It could
no,
be too
it's
hard.
Who works two jobs, obviously.
Loves her kids and never stops.
Okay, now that I think we've locked it in.
What if she actually stopped loving her kids? It's like, what a weird. Oh, never stops is probably like never stops. Like,
never stops working.
We're dissecting the two lines that we know from TikTok.
Listen. Well, it's because Anna was a single mom yesterday and it was tough.
I'm not a mom. I know.
Oh my God. There here she goes
the amount
again.
Of people. And I had to like, I was getting like texts about the dog because my friend showed up to take care of him and like there was no doorman.
Actually,
so she couldn't get in. And I was like,
I have a bone to pick. Anna asked
well,
me
I felt
and then,
bad
and then brought back your ask. And then she's like, it's okay. I have somebody else. And I go, who is this other person? Who is more qualified than me?
A single mom who has four kids.
No, Anna's like, actually, that's too much for you. Never mind. I go, wait a minute. No, it's not. What do you mean it's too much? I can do this. And then I had to sell myself as a dog caretaker.
No, you did not. We have like two techs. My friend Katie was also like, oh my God, if you ever need, my kids want to help with the dog. She's like, my son wanted to skip school today because he wanted to help the dogs. And I was like, because I started, she lives really close to me, like
that's,
a couple blocks.
Okay,
so
I'll allow it. Yeah.
I was like, I literally was like, who lives close to us? Who could like just come and feed and walk them for like an hour?
Yeah.
And I was like, should I ask Andrea? And then I feel like that's annoying. Like if someone was like, can you do this for me? I'd be like, yes. But I would also be like, so annoying.
Yeah. I mean, since you live close, it's not like you live in Queens or Astoria. Somewhere far that would be, you know, a huge inconvenience. You know, you live maybe 15
minutes
away.
This is how I now that I know you took offense to it, I'm like, great, she's game next time. Because you know what? I might need it, you know, like tomorrow. I don't know.
You never know. You never know.
Thank you. Thank you for showing. It's hard to tell over text. She was like, I have this and I don't know. I have this. I was like, all right, whatever. I don't want to annoy you in
right.
your day.
It was kind of like a random day. Well, so I
what'd you do?
Work until Sunday, and then Monday is kind of feels like a Saturday now.
It's nice.
So yeah, so I was just honestly like chilling, and I was preparing. I told you the writing packet for a late night show, which you know is always. It took me about 4 days to put together because you're like thinking of like relevant topics.
I forget which show it was for.
So
you told me, and I forget. You can tell me off air.
I'll tell you off air. Yeah. But, you know, I never even like to, like, speak about these things before you even make it to the next round because these things happen all the time. And without you guys even knowing, I'm speaking to the audience now, we do auditions all the time that we don't talk about and you'll never know. And you know what I mean? It's like we just don't say anything until we hear some good news.
Wait, can we play a very quick game real quick?
Sure. Please.
What's the worst writing packet you've ever done?
The worst writing packet?
The worst writing packet?
Like, for like just worst job. Like, worst show, maybe.
Like, I did the worst or the worst show?
No, worst where they were like, hey, do you want to submit for blah, blah, blah? And here, do the packet. And you were just like, I guess.
I say no to a lot of packets.
Do you?
Yeah.
My worst was
I don't
Ellen.
Have the time. I'm
was
not
Ellen?
Gonna,
the Ellen packet.
You did
was
an
the,
Ellen packet?
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
It
we
was
have to,
awful.
We have to get into
what was the
what
Ellen
were the,
packet?
Yeah, what are the requirements?
I can't remember. It was like probably almost
like
5 years ago.
Five
now.
Desk bits. For
it was.
Ellen.
It was like, and it was just like you have to write Ellen jokes, but it's daytime TV. There are no funny jokes. Like
it's
there
it's
was,
tough.
And famously, she was horrible to all her writers. So
yeah,
it was
yeah.
just like it was at the time where I started getting packets in my career,
right?
And like I was just like, yeah, fuck it, I'll do it. But the packet came in, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like,
what's
I have
crazy?
No idea.
Is speaking in their voice,
yeah.
And you have I don't know 3 days, 4 days to just get into their head,
yeah.
Write the jokes for them, and then you have to make fun games or segments that they would play with.
Which is so funny because you get on set and you get on, you know, if you get the job, like they write their own jokes. Like you come up with the setup.
You come up with it, then they'll just like edit everything.
They'll finesse it for how they want it to be.
Right. So I always wonder.
Couldn't tell you the worst. I can't tell you the worst because I probably said no to it. Like I won't do like political, like the shows that lean more political. Like I've never done a Daily Show packet.
Yeah.
I've never done Maybe I did one Colbert, but it was like I didn't want to do or Samantha Bee.
Oh yeah,
I've done Kimmel at least 4 times.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because he's one of my favorites. Like right. Kimmel, Corden, Fallon. Like though I know my wheelhouse. Like those are like the shows I could write for.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Dre.
I had to do a tuning out the news, which is
voiceover. I only did voiceovers for those. I didn't want to do the writing packet.
Well, thank you, Anna. I did the writing packet
because it's political.
Drag out the straps.
Jesus. I just said it's political, but it's hard.
Yes, that's why. Thank you. I'm explaining why it's hard for me. So, yeah, it was political, but my agents were just really like, you should try something different because you don't do political a lot. And so I think it's like a good exercise for you. So I thought, okay.
That's good.
But did I enjoy writing it? No, because I don't enjoy writing politics or anything related to that. I do enjoy doing impressions of politicians.
Yeah. I was so convinced I was going to book Hillary Clinton on that.
Dude, I was convinced I was going to book Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
And my agents were like, this is a shoo-in. Like, thank God this finally came along. And I was like, yes. I was so excited. And then, Hillary Clinton. You're thinking, like, this is easy for us.
I once, you know how, like, literally 12 years ago, I used to do Courtney.
Yeah.
And I once went in. This is going to age me so hard. So, you guys, just everyone remember, I'm really young, like, to your brain.
Obviously, yeah. Back then you were a fetus.
I was hired. Like I had an audition. I had a callback, I remember, because it was like there were like 12 of us in a room at 30 Rock for 30 Rock. And it was like for a Kardashian.
Crap.
You know, like not
there
like,
were 12 of you
all looked just like the Kardashian. Like we all came like a Kardashian.
Looking like
we looked like the family, like sitting in a room. In
I'm
a
sorry,
waiting
but
room.
That is, we have to write that into a show one day.
It was
that
so
really funny.
That's so funny.
It was so funny. I don't know who got the job. I was like, of course I'll get this. Like, I'm going to, like, call me back because, like, I could look
I
like
am
them and I had, like, longer dark hair. Yeah. And, you know, I had, like, my whole makeup done. And I just remember sitting in that room being like, oh my God.
Can you
look around? You know, we miss in-person auditions, but do we really miss in-person auditions? I don't know.
I certainly don't.
I miss being in the room with the casting director. I love like working a scene with them, but
being in the waiting area?
The waiting area is like painful.
You also can hear other people doing their audition.
No.
I hate that.
I can't.
Yeah.
Anywho.
That was what I was busy doing, was doing one of these writing packets, which was actually really
finish?
Fun. I did. But then, you know what? You know, you're in your agents. They're just excited to like just put it in and send it. So they didn't really give me too much feedback. They just had me move a couple things and change some jokes and then add more. And then at the end of it, they submitted it. They're like, all right, we're all set. We're good. I was like, and what'd you think? I need some feedback here. You know what I mean? And so usually they'll give me feedback like a week after I finish everything because they're just busy with other people. But I'm sitting here just like, well, what? Like sitting with my thumb in my ass. I'm like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
I have no idea. So, you know, we'll see.
It's all right. Reps never give much feedback.
Yeah, they really don't. I mean, and then when I ask them, like, do you guys even like me? Sometimes I'll just have those come to Jesus moments. I'm like, do you guys even believe in me? And they're like, of course we do. We wouldn't be working for you if we didn't. And I go, oh, okay. No, but you could quit anytime, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I really have these like moments.
I just
changed
up my team.
I was waiting for you to bring that in.
I know. I don't want to. I feel bad. It's an icky feeling, but I know it's going to be good in the long run.
It's all
business.
Can
I also say something? Last time I like fired someone from my team,
mm-hmm.
I booked my first national commercial like 2 days after, so I didn't have to pay them out. And I fired someone from my team and then I booked this job yesterday. And I was like, this isn't a national commercial, but I was like, it's weird
still,
how the universe
sag.
Works.
Yeah, it right.
It's weird.
It's
how the universe
weird.
Works.
It is weird.
Oh, I wanted to tell you one thing I did this weekend. I saw Challengers. Have you seen Challengers yet?
No.
Girl. It is so good.
Is it?
So good.
And you have a history with tennis.
Yeah, I'm a tennis player. I'll say
so,
this.
Is Zendaya,
much less of a tennis movie than, you know.
It's really just a rom-com.
It's a hot. Not even a rom-com. It's like a thriller, like rom.
Like a throwback, like Body Heat. Kind
yeah,
of sexy
like a
thriller.
90s yeah. like fuck party.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like angsty love triangle.
Yeah.
It's really good. I really enjoyed it more than I thought I would. You know,
I've only seen that one scene where they're both in the bed and she's like, they're both making out with her neck.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, where is this going to go?
Yeah. Do you know how many times Jared and I were like, wow, that's us with the two dogs. So I'm going to have to recreate Challengers. I need to get the music. Recreate me with Challengers with the fucking two puppies. That's how they like kiss us on either side.
The media really is pushing thruppleism.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The show coupled to thruple and now this movie.
Oh, I forgot about that show. Yeah. No, the movie's good. I will say it's a little like nauseating how they film the sometimes there's like it's not a camera on it, but it feels like there's a camera on the tennis ball. So it's just like
boom, 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 boom. Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot. But it was good. It was packed too when I went, like not an empty seat in the theater.
Really?
Like, Jesus. Yeah.
You know, good to see. Movies are so back.
Yeah. Movies are back.
Cinema, baby. Yeah. And it's really back.
Although I will say, like, I was going to the movies as soon as I was, like, vaccinated. So I was like, I love those empty theaters. Those were fun.
Kind of enjoy. Yeah, because you get the pick of the seat.
Yeah.
All the seats. What, you know what, rom-com, this, even though
but
you
know
say
I sit in the
rom-com.
Front no matter what, right?
Yeah, like a fucking psychopath. Yeah.
Jared's like, only second row available. I'm like, meant to be.
That's for me. If we go to the movies together, I'm going to have to be kind of
that's
middle
fine.
Back.
I let friends sit wherever they want. Yeah. I'm like, that's fine. I'm going to probably sit up front.
But if Anna wants to move restaurants, you best come with her because she needs some.
You know, life's short. Life is short and
life
precious.
Life is short. Get what you want.
Do what you, yeah.
Have you seen any of the movie of Something About You with Sydney Sweeney?
No, I haven't.
Because that's what I started to watch. And Nick and I, we're
what's
like,
it on?
I can't get through this.
Really?
I think it's Netflix.
Oh, the one where Amazon she, Prime. The guy that she was on the press tour with.
Yes.
What's his name? The actor yes. who they were like.
I know. I,
are they, aren't they?
Glenn Campbell?
Glenn Close.
No, Glenn.
No.
Glenn God damn it.
Campbell?
Glenn Campbell.
Both of
I'm
you
sorry,
guys.
You said C. Yeah, we both, I went we both, to Glenn Close. I'm sorry.
Glenn Close is
Glenn
isn't
Close
even a man.
Is a woman.
I know. Glenn, it is Glenn something.
Glenn God Powell. Glenn Powell.
Powell. That's right.
See, you know, that,
Glenn Campbell's
that was a moment. That... Campbell and Close.
Powell. Okay, so it was so cheesy, so expected. I there was no genius. It was very simple. It was kind of like the jokes were just so easy. I thought, who's on the writing team for this?
Yeah.
But it was obviously.
Is it based on a book?
Cute to watch. Actually, it's a really good question. I think it might be.
We also have to watch The Idea of You, the Anne Hathaway movie. I'm really, I'm ready for it.
I know. I think I'm ready for it, too.
I've got to say, just from the trailer and yeah. the previews, Anne Hathaway never looked better.
She looks great.
Fabulous.
She looks great.
Good
really.
Lord.
She
good
also, you know,
Lord.
When you're like, wow, these people look amazing, and then she's like, I haven't drank in 5 years,
right.
I'm like, well, her skin's, I
go.
Mean, also,
going to say.
When you have money, you can look hot. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Even the other night, we were saying how hot Tom Brady looks. I was like, well, yeah. I mean, look at how much money
Tom Brady
has.
No.
Tom Brady's always been hot, but he's gotten a lot of work done.
Life's I don't like how his face looks.
Life's
really?
Really bad if you've got that much money and you look bad. Like you
or,
really,
no.
You're out of
no,
control.
It just depends who you go to.
You can also choose to just be very natural. Like the Pamela Anderson is still gorgeous, but she chooses the very natural route,
mm-hmm.
which I enjoy. And I was like, mm-hmm. Listen, Tom
she
Brady,
wore a lot of makeup though to the Met Gala.
Yes, yes.
And everyone's like, her natural look. I'm like, look
but
at her.
She's still got makeup.
Got makeup on. Hello. And to get a natural look, sometimes it's more makeup than you think. You
yeah,
know?
That, yeah, that's true. That's,
anywho.
For sure. Yeah, that was our good catch up. But I know I'm reserving the roast and all of the other fun things for
the Met Gala.
All of the other fun things, aka the Met Gala. Yeah,
the Met Gala. I have stuff to say about
it. I have
it.
A bone right. to pick.
We're gonna take a quick break. And guess what? Monday night, the first Monday night in May, traditionally, is the Met Gala. I'll say one thing, you know, like, and it's always like a very, like, is it your first Met Gala? Is it your fourth Met Gala? Jimmy Fallon walked onto the carpet and, like, I saw him get interviewed and he was like, it's my 20th Met Gala. And I was like, okay, brag, Fallon.
I thought he was joking.
He was not. Definitely not.
Dude. So 20th Met Gala.
Yeah. Okay. The Met Gala, there's a theme every year. There are co-chairs, right? I forget who the co-chairs were. This J-Lo, Zendaya.
Did you say Zendaya or Zendaya?
Zendaya. Yeah. And then someone told me it was Zendaya. And I'm like, well, what is it?
We're going to have to ask the woman herself.
I would love to know. And also, Big Wigs, yeah. If you're listening to this, can you please DM me with, like, the proper way? Like, send us, like, Zendaya, a voice note Zendaya. How you say it. Okay. I really don't know. And I always want, and, you know, when you say it and you're like, oh, is that how you say it? I don't know. Anyway.
Yes. The other co-chair was Thor, the guy who played.
Hemsworth?
Yes.
Chris Hemsworth. Weird.
And his wife, yeah.
And his wife?
Mm-hmm. Or I think they came.
No, but who was the fourth co-chair? Was there a fourth? J-Lo? Zendaya?
Probably.
I'm on it. I'll look it up.
Thanks.
Now, let's get into the theme. And I didn't even really want to talk about the Met because I'm just, it's one of those things where it's a cultural phenomenon. Like, we can talk about it on social. We can do an impression of it. But I feel like all shows cover the Met Gala because it's just such a big event.
Yeah. I also, did you see what I wrote in our thing? I got annoyed last night.
Ugh,
like,
yeah.
I follow, you know, Vogue, The Cut, Harper's Bazaar, like all the accounts. Oh, were you going to tell
Bad
us?
Bad Bunny was also.
Bad Bunny. Yep.
Bad
okay.
Bunny. He had a, keep going.
I was going to say, I got annoyed with, like, people who don't even post, like, much on stories were just, like,
right,
best and worst looks. Like, the only people I want to see that from are, like, legit, like, publications.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And Melissa Rivers. Like, like people who, like, are...
Have been doing it.
Have done it.
Yes.
But it was so... I got annoyed. I'm sorry if you guys shared your fave looks, but I was like, I've seen this 4,000 times
right.
already.
I just share things that I find very interesting, like Kim Sweater and Jessica Biel bathing in Epsom salts. Like, that's yes. what I find interesting, and I feel like they're not widely known facts, so I feel like people will enjoy it. Other than that,
I also should back up for a second. I'm a full hypocrite because I
you always post
shared,
but then again, you've always done the Joan impression.
I've always posted. Yes,
yes.
This will be if I do it. You know, there have been years I've fallen off. This will be maybe my fourth Joan Met Gala. No, third Joan Met Gala. I don't know. Right. I like to do her for fashion events.
Yeah,
Met Gala is overwhelming though. There's so many to choose from. I did share. Okay, wait, hold on. So there was a theme. Let's go back to the theme.
Mm-hmm.
Dre had a really good point on Instagram. I was not annoyed by this because I was like, yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't know what the theme really... I knew it was Sleeping Beauties.
Reawakening Fashion.
Mm-hmm.
That was the top, like, two things about
Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion.
And then the overall was Garden of Time.
Garden of Time. Which sounds like three different parties you're going to.
Thank you. I go, what the... choose one topic.
Sleeping Beauties would just be hilarious. Like,
that's
someone's just walking in as, like, an Ambien bottle or something.
Hey,
you know,
thank
or like...
you.
Or pajamas.
Pajamas, yes.
I'm shocked
or
that nobody
a
showed
bed.
Up in a sleeping bag.
Yeah. So although Doja was close, but...
right.
But wait. Okay, Sleeping Beauties. Say it again. Sleeping...
because it's really a tongue twister. It sounds like a poem. Sleeping Beauties... Reawakening fashion. Yeah. And then Garden of Time.
Okay.
So I think the most overarching theme we saw was a lot of flowers, a lot of garden, a lot
yeah,
of fairies.
Because people chose one to focus on, which
right.
honestly, as you should, because I think, don't you feel like someone was like, Sleeping Beauty, Reawakening Fashion. I don't know what that means. We should just add something for like the basic people, like
Garden of Time.
You know, ooh, flowers for spring.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you go to the woman herself,
Anna Wintour,
and she just had a black long coat with flowers. It's like that. So that is
there
that?
You go. She chose garden.
She
chose
went
garden
for
of
the
time.
Flower vibe.
I will say, Lana Del Rey, I thought encapsulated the theme. She mm-hmm. was a sleeping beauty underneath like a tree.
Yeah,
she was a whole tree.
Yep. Branches.
So the tree was also garden-y,
right?
Reawakening. I don't know. Maybe it was an old dress. I have no idea.
No, I liked it. It looked like a dead oak tree, and she was underneath
yeah.
sleeping.
It wasn't much of a It wasn't much of like a look you'd wear out. You know,
no.
like some of these looks you'd wear out.
Yeah,
but it was more like I did the theme and I nailed it. I don't know,
and I appreciate it. And then some other people that I won't name. But they just come with like a regular dress and then they go, so for this, I was just imagining like the death and the time and the reawakening and the reimagining of this cotton. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Get more, like, you're pretending that you live inside of a metaphor. Like, shut up. None of that makes sense. I don't understand what you're talking about.
Did you see Nicole Kidman speak Anna, about Mike. Her outfit?
What? Mike.
No.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman, she looked amazing. I mean, when does she ever not look amazing?
Yeah, but I
her outfit, I didn't know what that was, you know, like whatever. Yeah. But it was like she was reimagining a photograph by a specific photographer. So it's like the dress and the photographer right. were reawakening. I don't know. There was a lot to it. And I was like,
Those are the type of things where I'm just wondering, do they even know what they're talking about? Right. Because what was that again? I needed to hear that again. For me, it was a lot. And I feel like there was nobody following one theme. It's kind of just a free-for-all.
Free-for-all. It's spring.
It's...
You don't know what the theme is? Wear a fucking flower dress and tell them it's a... it's almost like an improv exercise.
No, that is so true. I think we should make a game. It's called the Met Gala. And you just have to go up on stage. We kind of did that on our live show.
You just have to, like, have an outfit and yeah. have a reason... To wear it.
A full-on explanation of
the theme.
Yes.
I love that.
That's really fun. Is that kind of what Julia Fox's show is? OMG Pretty fashion?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but the design, it's kind of like, sorry, what's the name of the show that like, the fashion show, the fashion, I can't.
Project Runway.
It's basically like Project Runway.
Okay.
But you're designing a wackadoodle outfit for Julia.
Oh, I love that. And she has to wear it.
Yeah.
Oh, she's the model.
Yeah.
She's the muse.
I think that's a great idea.
I'm my own muse.
I am my own muse.
Yeah. I will say, like, it was the Met Gala coverage is the longest, dude. Driest coverage.
Dry, dry, dry. It was a box of cinnamon.
Painful.
Dude, these people, Christian Siriano, actually, I will give him
props. He was funny, but they brought him on late.
Right, exactly. And everybody
else. God forbid he's on the whole time. And because he was also like, I don't like this look. And, you know, that's okay.
You're allowed to say that. That's what we want to hear.
It's okay. Yeah. All the magazines are going to be like best and worst. You know, like everybody who goes to that Met Gala can open up and be like, which did I make it? What list did I make? And like, who cares? Like, they don't. It's not even them. Like,
it's not even them who exactly. They didn't miss the mark. It's their team or whoever was choosing the outfits.
But so it's also shocked. Like we've always had that. You know, yeah, we've always had best and worst. And like, honestly, if you make a worst dress list, like it's own it. It's funny. It's a funny thing that people are actually taking the time to write a list and put you on it and be like, ugly. We don't like it.
Exactly. But these people, the judges are just, they're not even judges. They're commentators. Fashion commentators, but it's just so funny because they're all so nice. Oh my God. Yeah. I love this one.
Oh, yeah.
She is giving blah, blah, blah.
It was just, I don't know. E used to be more fun.
Yeah.
And that's even all. Julia's show, I would say it wasn't like very edgy, really. Like they had some weird like sketches. It wasn't my favorite. I wanted to like love it, but I also like, I thought it was weirdly, I get why it was after the Met Gala, but it was also like, I don't know. It didn't like work after the Met Gala. I think I was like, I gotta turn this off. I can't watch it anymore.
We're done here.
I was like eating, honestly. So you know when you're just, and I was starving, so I don't really remember like what I watched. I don't know. The Met Gala coverage though, like picture like the Fashion Police panel that used to do Fashion Police, like give us some humor because this is not even an award show. We don't get a payoff.
I was going to say, yeah, we're not waiting for anything to watch after. There's no inner, they just walk around the exhibit, right? These stars.
There's a dinner.
There's a dinner inside
the Met. There's a dinner. And it's like a big benefit for, you know, the Met, I think. Mm-hmm. But it's like, all we see is that carpet.
That's it.
And like the interviews were kind of like,
meh.
Ross had the weirdest angle. Did you see that on? I watched the E coverage.
Me too.
He was which is off- the only coverage on TV. You know, I think all the other ones are on YouTube or like
right.
Whatever. I mean, there's other places covering it. Yeah, the camera was like over his shoulder, and it was really awkward. And he was like, he must have been like, what the fuck? Because he was like, he's like interviewing people like from the side, and like they were, you couldn't even see their outfit. Dre, fix your mic. It was really weird because he'd be like, back up, let's see what you're wearing. And I was like, this is so...
What kind of commentary? We couldn't even follow what they were wearing.
Because again, all we're doing is watching people walk up some steps. So like, get the camera in a good spot to see that.
It almost felt like they jumbled all of the commentators up together, like all the news outlets, because over his shoulders was everybody else's microphone, which happens a lot, but not for E. They're one of the biggest.
They are the one who they had the coverage.
Yes.
So. They weren't airing this on like CBS and NBC. Like no one else was airing.
Shocking.
As far as I know. I don't know. Honestly, I didn't even look around, but I don't think so. Yeah, it's the elite of the elite. And then I love seeing like people who aren't like, you know, A-list celebrities who right. I follow or whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, they were there too. Like,
yeah,
very chill, very cash. And you're like, cool.
Very cool. They just showed up. Sometimes, why don't they show certain people though?
What do you mean?
So I was watching the carpet and then there was some people that I saw on other people's stories. And I go, oh my God, I didn't even see them get recognized by E or any of the other people covering.
Weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess it's like quick. I don't know. You don't maybe, stop everywhere.
Because I didn't even see Sydney Sweeney in any of the coverage. Either. But I saw her this morning.
Are you sure it was being this covered. Year?
Yeah.
Weird. Did you have any favorites? Did you have any looks you were like, oh my God, I love this look?
Well, I love a theme and I love being on brand. So I love Lana Del Rey. Mm-hmm. I loved Demi Moore, who kind of almost looked like Queen of Hearts. It was like a mystical.
Oh, yeah. It was like she had like bow and arrow coming out of her. Yeah.
Right.
She could wear anything. I'm like, she looks stunning, but.
Yeah. So true.
I actually really thought Mindy Kaling's dress was like.
So, okay. Art. And please interpret that for us. Was that like the movement of time?
Couldn't interpret it. It looked like when you're in a sand building competition, you know, and like there's like a profesh who like just made it and you're like, is that even real? Like,
right.
Could that be real? Like, I was like looking at the back of it and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it did. I have no idea what the story is behind it, but I thought it was very interesting to look at.
I'm the most interesting to look at. Tyla, she showed up with a full sand gown.
Oh, my God.
And then, no, but that was on theme with the sand tie measurer. What's that called? You flip it upside down.
Hourglass.
An hourglass. And that was her purse. And I thought, okay, passage of time. I get it. You're an hourglass.
Yeah. I thought that was so weird because a man had to like grab her body and put her on the next step. Like, you know, when you're like, ooh, should I wear these shoes tonight? Or like, am I going to be uncomfortable if I have to walk a couple blocks?
Right.
She literally couldn't walk up a step. She had the guard like grab her waist and like.
That's how stiff her dress was.
Hoist her up. I mean, she's a tiny person. So that was, you know, inappropriate of me because I'm like, but. I don't know. I didn't get that. I hope she changed at the top of the stairs. I hope she just.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Because that looked so uncomfortable. Yeah. I think it was passage of time. She was. That was on theme, I think.
She was the sand. The waves washing away the sand.
Yeah.
She looked like paper mache. Didn't she look like. She looked like they made the model of the dress. And then they like forgot to make the dress. And she's like, whatever. I'll just wear. I mean.
She's
I'll
like, just wear this is fine. This is good.
Yeah, I'll just wear this. This is fine. Like, this part's fine. I took photos of people I liked. What did you think of Zendaya with the two looks?
Oh, I didn't get the second one. Like, I thought that was just like a gown. Like a dramatic gown. I love the first. I was getting grapes. Garden of Eden.
Yeah. It was very.
Mystical.
Tim Burton. Like, yes. It had like a very cool, edgy. I was like, oh, okay. Theme.
Hatter.
Yeah. It was fun.
I liked it. I just like the fun ones because it's interesting to look at.
We're saving the Kardashians for Kim and Court, but I wanted to know, did you like the bird one? Elle Fanning. With the birds.
I did.
I liked that.
I loved that dress. Yeah, that was really fun.
That was fun. It really is a night to like display art on your body.
It is,
like,
yeah.
You know, and if a designer's like, I really wanted to always make this, I don't know where anyone would wear this. That's what this
the
is
Met Gala.
For.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I think so.
But Katy Perry wasn't there, though. So we didn't get like a fun, crazy, what the fuck moment.
Well, we had the Cardi B moment. You watched the Cardi B?
I didn't.
Cardi B had a mile long dress. She had maybe 15 men.
What?
Holding the dress. And then you have to see this. And then she walks in and she's in the center and they're all like, they're literally like surrounding her and she's directing. She's like, you. She's directing them. She's like, drop this part. Put this here. It was like, it was very at the end too. Here's the thing though. The dress, I'm sure in person it kind of looked like the black hole, like when you get swallowed into the black hole.
Yes.
Or like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just imagining what that would look like because it was black.
A black hole.
It was a black dress. It was like strapless, but it was like cute, like so much dress. It must have been 4 tons, you know? She must have gotten...
Okay.
And they were all, literally 15 men were each holding a piece of the dress. Like you did in elementary school when you had the parachute, you know, and everyone...
Oh my God, yes, grabs, I loved the parachute.
Grabs a part of it.
Lived for the parachute.
And then they like laid it out and then she like posed or whatever.
So she took up the entire carpet.
The whole carpet.
Oh my God.
So it was a moment, but you were also like, but it's also a black strapless dress. It's just like bigger.
Here we go. It's a black vortex signifying...
The end
crossing
of time?
The time zones. Yeah. And you know, in the space-time continuum, there's no time in black hole. Black hole is infinite time.
Wow.
That's Cardi B's dress.
Trey is really good with this theme. Honestly, for someone who bitched about the theme, I'm like, you're interpreting a lot of these looks.
Now I'm trying to glass half full and I'm trying to, yeah, interpret all of these random ass dresses.
Interpret this look for me.
No, see, I don't want to talk about Doja because she ruined it for me.
Doja
showed up in a towel, like she just got right out of the shower, and then she shows up in a wet little t-shirt, like a wet t-shirt contest.
A wet t-shirt. I kind of love it, though. I think it's so funny, and it's like the vetement. Like, I used to want that t-shirt, but not wet. But
yeah.
Is that how you say vetement? Vetement?
I know what you're talking. That whole wet look vibe.
But like, no, vetement is the brand, is the company that makes that. Shirt. They made like these giant sweatshirts too, like a couple years ago. I'm saying it wrong probably. There's like a fancier way to say
it. Okay, well please give us the
I think it's cool.
Look, the idea behind it.
Because she was
so
like,
what does it signify though?
The wet t-shirt?
Yes.
I think it's like night sweats. Sleeping Beauty night sweats edition.
Okay, she is sweating in bed. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's like
I thought she's in the garden and
you know,
the sprinklers went on.
Sometimes when you either that or sometimes when you go to bed, like you're just wearing like a big old t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm so cute. I'm in a big old t-shirt and like, oops, I woke up dripping wet because like I forgot to put my AC on.
That's disgusting. Figure that out. Night sweaters, men sweat.
Yeah. I sweat recently. I woke up this morning like my pillow was not okay.
Sometimes, yeah, I mean, this is the season. This is the season.
It was
that
only
happens.
My neck and my head.
This is the season that happens. Because your heat is your buildings like haven't switched it out yet. So,
no, mine's not. I control that.
Oh, damn. My building doesn't. And so now the air is not we don't control the air anymore. They have to turn it on and then we can control it.
Okay.
But for right now,
no,
it's
we have
been
like
heat.
Our own. It's not central air, which I had in LA. Sad.
I don't know.
But we have like a unit in each room that like controls heater or cool. But I That's sleep with the air conditioning on. Just something's wrong with my body. You know what I mean? Just I don't know what it is. But I woke up like
changing of seasons.
Like not okay. I woke up like Doja Cat,
looking a little wet. Looking
like a
wet dog.
A wet cat.
A wet rag.
Yeah, maybe that's her story. She's a wet cat.
Doja Cat, wet cat. Listen, I, as much as I love the Met, I want to talk about
She's
the roast
over the
of
Met.
Tom Brady.
She's over it.
I can't. I just, it has changed my life. It's life changing.
I love all the roasts. It was very much like the traditional, like Comedy Central roasts, which I used to get so into.
I just haven't seen a good roast in a long time, and we have not seen savage comedy, no PC, nothing held back in so long. It was refreshing as fuck.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady was such a good sport, and honestly, it was so fun to
see. Pun intended.
Oh, and it was so fun to see all of the footballers and comedians together on one panel, all of them doing roasts.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing.
I didn't realize, so I famously have tried to watch twice but fallen asleep or got busy, so... I didn't realize the football players also roasted.
And the Patriots coach was there. He roasted Tom Brady.
Bill Belichick.
Billy was up in there.
The fact that Bill Belichick could crack a joke was impressive.
Oh, that's what was shocking. He got up there. He also said a lot of nice things, but he really took the heat and it was hysterical.
Were there any other females on the panel besides Nikki?
You know what sucked?
No.
There is one Shay. Jay.
Who?
Sam Jay.
Yes.
Sam Day is so funny. Sam Day opens with Chelsea sometimes.
Amazing.
I only saw like the jokes on TikTok, like mm-hmm. that, you know, people the leftovers like, put or whatever. Yeah.
Let me tell you, they left out so many because obviously you see the ones that I think they think are going to just get the most hits.
Yeah.
Anything related to Kim Kardashian, Nikki Glaser's zingers. But I'm telling you, it top to bottom, so impressive. The jokes, the comedy, it was savage.
I can't wait to watch.
And Tom smiled like a robot for 3 fucking hours.
Well, he should. He got nice teeth. He got those teeth.
I thought his face was going to fall off.
His teeth. He got new teeth.
Yeah, he really did.
I was like, he got them just in time for this roast.
Oh my God, bro.
But they went in on like Giselle, right?
Oh my God. Because I saw a headline. The jiu-jitsu instructor that she slept with.
I saw a headline this morning that was like, savage. Giselle is unhappy about savage. The roast jokes.
I would be. They, by the way, that whole entire where they did it in LA, it looked like a 5,000 person theater.
Yeah, or
like
yeah. Huge it was like arena. A stadium. Yeah.
And then when they did the panorama shots, I go, what the? Who is in there? So insane. Nikki, I can't even say enough good things about her.
Every She's the funniest.
Single joke was a zinger.
She's so good at roasts.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. And it must
and
be
And that's
hard.
How like Amy Schumer got started too. Amy was on the roasts like back in the day. Were so good.
Why don't we bring them back anymore? Like why don't we continually do
I
roasts?
Don't know. Comedy Central hasn't done a roast in a long time. Did they do one a couple? I can't remember what the last one was.
I remember us discussing
I think the last
it.
One was Bieber.
The roast of Justin Bieber.
Did they do one after that? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
And that was years ago.
Right. And I remember.
They haven't really done a big roast like that yeah. I can think of in a
when
long
I was,
time.
I know.
Maybe
when I was
Netflix was like,
there.
Fuck it. Like, let's just do it.
I just remember my bosses talking about how it wasn't PC and like they were just always trying to get their hands on like a hold of the PC culture. And so we always talked about that. We had meetings about this isn't PC
but,
enough.
Dre, like, so I haven't seen this yet, but can I add, like, was there anything really that crazy that was said at these roasts that's like quote like not PC?
They're supposed to not be PC.
A lot of racial.
Like,
a lot of.
I'm at a point where like I don't know that I even buy into this like idea of PC culture. I think it's a little overblown. Like this idea that like this is PC or this isn't.
Well, here's the thing. Know? Right. The first thing that Kevin Hart had to say, he said one thing inappropriate at the top of his monologue. He was the host. And he goes, I know y'all are uncomfortable within 10 seconds of his speech. Yeah. If we weren't a PC culture, you wouldn't have to say stuff like that. He was like, I know y'all are uncomfortable. I'm going to have you to get uncomfortable because we're not going to be comfortable in this room. He kept saying that. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, okay, obviously everybody is like,
because well, this was the first like live Netflix roast.
It's live. I think it should have been live. Yeah.
Yeah. They did that one live. Didn't Chris Rock do his like
yep.
comedy show live?
After the Will Smith
right.
slap thing.
Oh, shit. But like,
yeah,
no, that was like this past year.
But that it was like the special after. Like,
yeah,
that I think that's part of why it was live because right. yeah. like there's going to be so much attention on this.
Yeah,
because it's the first thing.
It's
he's
his first
do.
Like response right. or whatever.
But
yeah,
they're trying to go live. They have the Tyson Jake Paul fight in a few months. Whatever that
Netflix.
Is. Yeah, Netflix is trying.
They're
to
trying to do
of,
a lot of live,
and I think they're trying to get sports, which is the other thing.
Yeah,
because I think as cable really starts to die. All yep. these streamers are just like
totally.
Fighting to get some kind of live thing. So I would think that for them, it's just like Netflix. It's probably super cheap for them to produce a roast.
Yeah.
How expensive could that have been?
I don't know.
I think they had to pay a lot
but
of
like
the,
compared to like
they
a
gotta
Scorsese
pay a lot of talent.
Movie.
You're right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like a Scorsese. How much did The Irishman cost them? Probably like hundreds, like mm-hmm. $100 million or something.
Yeah.
You know, could the roast be that expensive?
Yeah. No. I had a couple friends writing on the roast. They took a photo of the writers, and I was like, oh, sweet. Like, this was a good team of people.
Damn. Wait a minute. So they help with the athletes, or are they helping?
All of them.
Yeah, that's I think good. It's just a big pile of jokes.
Yeah.
God damn. Well, let me just tell you. There's one guy who I don't know him that well, actually, because I don't watch a lot of his stuff, but I thought he had one of the best
sets.
Yes. Easily.
Who?
I
can't wait to watch it. I like that it's been, that you received it well.
Oh my God.
Well, Jared and I started watching it and then I was like, oh my God.
Tony Hinchcliffe.
Is Dude. He an athlete?
No, he's a comedian.
Oh. He's a comedian.
he's
he has,
an Austin guy.
He has a YouTube show.
Kill Tony.
Kill Tony.
I don't know him.
I've heard the name.
Rogan guy.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, because I had never seen him either. He went up there.
He's a Rogan guy, you said?
Yeah, he's like part of that crew.
Got it.
Yeah.
He murdered. I think he had, it was a standing ovation for him and Nikki Glaser.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Sam J. But I just, the way they roasted Gronk. Do you know Gronk is just like,
yeah,
known as being really stupid?
Yeah.
They were so mean to him, but he just, he embraced it. And I can't even believe. Also, those NFL players are hot. Julian Edelman, have my children. All of them, just next to Tom Brady. How do they have all of these good looking men? Anyways, we're getting into sports. But watch the roast. It is some of the best live televised programming I've seen in a long ass time. I'll be watching it again.
It's also not live. You can watch it on Netflix.
It was live, but now it's not. Exactly.
Also, speaking of sports.
My belly hurts from laughing.
Speaking of sports, Mike?
Yes.
Did the Knicks win?
The Knicks are winning, baby. At the time of recording, they have beaten the Philadelphia 76ers. We are 1-0 against the Indiana Pacers.
Go Knicks.
In the Eastern Conference semifinals.
Wow. And yep. If you come to my show on Thursday, May 9th in New York City, you know Steve is going to talk about the Knicks.
Got to.
So, yeah.
Now, the number one fan.
I can't wait. Yeah. You know, we love the Knicks. Go Knicks, right? Go Patrick Knicks. Ewing. Huh? Doesn't get better than that guy.
Go sports.
Go sports.
Literally.
Wait, there's something important we have to catch up on. How was the first Real Housewives of New Jersey episode? As Dre, I'm curious how it was.
I think this is going to be a really good season. It looks very drama filled. All the women, honestly, are coming for Teresa now.
Wow.
So in the first episode, you do see that. And they're coming for her mans. And she is ready to fight. And she's like, if you're coming for my husband, I'm going to come for yours.
Do you think they all love, like, they, like, have a crush on your husband?
No. I mean, I think they do. But what's crazy is that they're all, the way they made it seem is just everybody thinks that Louis is shady and they don't trust him. And the women are kind of having inner circle conversations without Teresa about him.
Mm.
And, yeah.
Do you feel left out?
No. I have my man. That's all I need. These women
and
daughters. And my daughters. And they're starting. Anybody's starting drama, I don't want them in my circle. Yeah.
Do you think it's important people have circles?
Everybody needs a circle, whether it's a love circle, friend circle, trust circle.
No squares.
No triangles. No squares. Circle. It's round. Like my new boobies.
Oh, you got new boobs.
I did.
For the season?
Yeah, just I wanted like upkeep.
Did you get them like on the show? Like, did you talk about it?
No.
Oh, just like you just got them.
The side. Yeah, if you just look at my pictures, you can see they're more round. So they're bigger. They're better. They're round.
Got it.
Like a circle.
As a person who's never seen The Real Housewives of New Jersey, should I watch the season?
Yeah, you should. Because then you can do... You can be Melissa and we can fight.
Who would you cast me as, Melissa?
Yeah, probably Melissa. Maybe Jackie Goldschneider. People are calling her Jackie Judas because she's a traitor.
Oh.
Yeah, now she's friends with me. And so all the ladies are calling her Jackie Judas.
That's kind of a cuter name than Goldschmidt or whatever.
Goldschneider.
Goldschneider.
Yeah. Judas. So yeah, there's a lot of friends group switching. The episode was a little bit long. It was a little bit... Two of the daughters are going away to college, so it was very segmented. Like, they were, like, talking about drama, and then they were talking about their daughters leaving to college. Like, there's a lot of mixed. But it was the first episode, so I think they have to get a lot of different topics in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, but there was a really funny scene where it was this lady, it's her birthday, her 55th birthday, and everybody surprised her. She's really the star of the show. This one woman who's, like, a friend.
Friend of.
Right. I'm not remembering her. I can't believe, like, can't remember her name. I love her, but Teresa is fighting at this birthday party, and then she goes, she just like switches, and she's like yelling at people. She's like, your husband's dumb, and he sells drugs in Bergen County. And then she goes, oh my God, candy! And then she like runs to the candy table. Hilarious tree moment. Loved it. So yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of fights.
Love it.
In this season, and so we can't wait.
All right, maybe I'll watch. I always say that. I'm like, maybe I'll watch this season.
I had a couple people DM me and go, what character is Anna going to play?
People have asked me, do you know how many times I've been in meetings and they're like, or a podcast or anything, like, you watch Real Housewives, right? Because, like, you watched Beverly Hills last night, or you watched this, and I'm like, even when I did Stewart's show, I'm like, no.
I choose my franchises, because for the people that can watch all of them, wow, kudos to you. Where do you find the time? I can't.
Yeah.
I've got to stick with three franchises max, and then I know trickling facts about the other ladies. But for the most part, I am New York, New Jersey, sometimes Beverly Hills, and a little Potomac.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Luann.
Luann's been singing a lot, okay?
Luann's been rolling around in the sheets, Anna. What are you talking about?
She's been singing a lot. Yeah, we got a new music video coming out.
I'm talking about Luann de Lesseps, of course.
The Countess. Don't forget it.
The Countess. Yeah, she's putting out a music video, and Anna sends me this thing on Instagram, and she is shooting. It's like the BTS of her music video.
She's like, wanna get in bed, rolling the sheets with me.
She's got a satin negligee. She's rolling around in the sheets. Her tits are flying up and about. And this guy is like getting her, and she's just like rolling and tussling in the sheets, and her hair is flying around.
Yeah, that was like a fourth take. That was a really powerful day. It was
Luann,
nice.
You love yourself, as you should.
Everyone should love themselves as much as I love myself. I always say that.
Yeah.
You really can't have a music career without loving yourself and your own voice.
You can't. You can't.
Okay, wait. Paris Hilton, there was a cute video. She got a spray tan, but her daughter, who, thank God she didn't spray tan that baby.
I know. I think after seeing this video, I think she might. My tummy is rumbling. I only had oatmeal for breakfast, so if you can hear my tummy rumble.
I haven't had anything.
Can't hear it.
Nope.
I thought that one was really, really loud. No. It's grumbly tumbly.
We got to get her some food. Paris Hilton got a spray tan. Baby was pale.
And she was like, oh my God, my baby is so pale. She's so pale. I don't even know. Like, she needs to get tan soon. And I just thought that was the funniest thing. Because who was talking about their baby skin tone?
Yeah.
It's the queen of tan. But she's also a queen of marketing. And she just launched a new collab with Tan Lux.
There you go.
It's the Paris Hilton Tan Lux spray. It actually looks bomb, Anna. I feel like
what
we need to try
spray?
It. It's in one of those aerosol cans, like an Evian water. So it's a mist.
I like that spray. Where can we get it?
Probably Sephora or tanlux.com.
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 Wow, they should really hire us, because we're doing this for free that we want to try their spray.
This episode is sponsored by Tanlux, one of the most luxurious self tanners in the business, guys. Anna uses it, I use it.
Yeah.
We love Tanlux.
And honestly, I've always wanted a tan like Paris Hilton. So I'm going to use Tanlux.
I'm going to get the Tanlux Paris Hilton collab. Perfect.
Wow. That was a great audition. We nailed. That was pretty good.
I thought so.
Okay. Can we do one more thing and then we'll take a quick break, because we have two guests? You said Gen Z wants to, where did you find this information? You said, she said news, hot news coming
in
fresh.
Mashable.com, sweetie.
What, Gen Z?
Gen Z is trying to bring back the poke button on Facebook.
Does Gen Z have Facebook? Do they even go on Facebook?
Well, they brought back digital cameras, and now I think they're trying to get back on the Facebooks.
Wow.
I know.
Can I tell you, the poke on Facebook, I like a poke.
You were a poker?
I don't know if I was a poker, but I liked getting poked.
Wait a minute. You can't be like, I am the biggest poke fan. I'm like, how much did you poke? You're like, I never poked, but I was
poked.
Yeah,
because I'm a lady. Hello. People can poke me.
Listen, in the 21st century, women can poke first.
Women can poke first, but like, you know, 4,000 years ago when Facebook came out, I thought it was cute if someone else poked me.
Of course. I always wanted to be poked. And then if I was poked by a person, I was always shocked. I'm like, oh my God, like, I can't believe they poked me.
I know, right? This was also pre-parents on Facebook days.
Right.
You know? When, like, Facebook...
Your weirdo uncle wasn't on there poking people.
Yeah. I talk about, like, you know, when I joined Facebook, like, I joined a group called Elf Pasta Lovers. And if you've watched Elf when he eats the pasta...
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Yeah. And I thought I was going to meet my soulmate in that group, you know? I was like, this... Finally, a group for me.
Finally.
I love that scene.
You're like farmersmeets.com. Anna needs, like... elfpasta.com.
They were like, okay, a bunch of people on my campus like are like Elf Pasta Lovers. Yeah, that's how I know you. Yeah.
That's amazing.
This needless to say, I wasn't cool, you know. That was where I found my people.
Yeah, elf pasta lovers. It's an interesting choice. It's a niche group.
I hope we bring back the poke. Is the poke not there at all? I don't even know.
The feature's there. It's just hard to find. So nobody really knows. Nobody uses it. Nobody... Everybody forgets about it.
I'm going to go look for it and poke Andrea today.
I think you should. But here's the thing. I'm rarely
You won't see
on
it
Facebook.
For 20 years. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't get notifications anymore. The only reason I go on there is for Facebook Marketplace to look up some old dusty, rusty tables that people are selling.
I go on there to like promote shows I have, you know, because I still have people who like are friends.
I forget about that. Yeah. Sometimes your Instagram is still connected, so it posts. And all of my parents' friends are always telling my parents all the stuff I'm doing.
Yeah, because your videos, Reels now post on Facebook, I think.
Oh, my gosh. So. See, I don't even know these things.
Well.
Whoopsies.
Welcome to technology.
Wait a minute. Caitlin here. Somebody roasted me on the Tom Brady roast.
Of course. Caitlin's always on a roast.
They said, and I wasn't even being mentioned, but they said that Tom kind of looks like me because he's got fillers. And I said, shit.
That's a compliment to you.
I say, you know what? We are kind of similar. Olympians, athletes, fillers. The greatest of all time.
Fillers.
And fillers, baby. Anyway, Caitlin's gone now, but I just had to say that because that was
so
funny.
I love that. That's amazing. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back with a surprise ending.
I'm really happy to be here. You know, whenever we're in New York City, we love to stop by the studio.
Do we, though?
We absolutely do.
I guess so.
Happy post-Met Gala week to all who went. And I'll tell you who didn't go. This one right here, huh? Where were you, doll?
Honestly, you are just so annoying.
I mean... We all wanted you to be there. It's really a fun family event for us.
Well, guess what? The invitation never reached my mailbox, ho.
Wait, you would have come?
You've been. No, so here's the thing. The theme was Sleeping Beauties, and that's exactly what I was doing.
She really went on theme.
I was sleeping in my delicious bed.
Well, I was sleeping too, you know. I took 3 edibles in the car on the way. And then Corey and I, we were like a fever dream. We went all head to toe white.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
We went in all white. The theme was Sleeping Beauties. So I thought I'm going to be sleeping mentally. I wore this big Oscar de la Renta coat. I could wrap myself up in it and go to sleep.
So that's why you chose that?
Absolutely. I thought it would really, you know, it was really me. They really designed it for me.
How much did you have to pay to get Corey balls in there?
Corey loves the Met Gala. You know, as the face of Dolce & Gabbana, Corey was really excited to show off his white suit. It was really special. And then, of course, we got to get into your sister's looks because they looked so amazing this year.
She was confusing also. It looks like she just pulled that grandma sweater out from underneath someone's ass at bingo.
Who, Kimberly?
Yeah.
You didn't like the sweater?
I mean, first of all, the dress was pretty. Her waist is a little concerning.
Her waist was, it took 6 days to get her into that dress. Yeah. So it was a corset underneath. And they started doing the corset like last Friday. And then every day we pulled it a little tighter. It was like in the morning, you know, when they ring the church bells, we pulled Kimberly's corset tight.
Well, she looked snatched and hungry. I'll say
snatched
that.
Snatched is a great word for that. We snatched that little belly up so tight.
Yeah. You and Kylie kind of look the same. You just had these like satin gowns. Snoozy.
Well, it's really funny you say that because Kylie, if you think about it, Kylie was the bride and I was the mother of the bride.
Okay.
That's what people are saying. And I really think that is part of the theme, you know?
And what was Kendall, a garden fairy?
Didn't she look incredible? I thought Kenny really wore something so different for Kenny, you know? It was like very gargoyle, very Game of Thrones. Thrones.
That's a really good point. Yeah, I totally get that.
You know, we thought about doing those like pointed ears, you know?
Ooh, yeah. Like a nymph. I didn't say nympho, you psycho. I said nymph.
I thought you, because guess what I did in the Met? Okay. People always say, Chris, what do you do when you get inside the Met gala? And I say, Corey and I find the nicest piece of art to make love in front of. Call me a nymph all you want, doll.
That's so romantic.
Anyway, Kendall, you know, mixed reviews on the look, but I really thought it was so special. It was really a new moment for her. It really was.
Yeah. I mean, it was different. And she just kind of looked, like I said, like a little garden fairy nymph.
Every time she says that word.
The Met honestly looks like last night it looked really boring.
Oh, okay.
Just looks like a lot of stuff happening, and I just don't want any part of it.
No, it's a fabulous event. It's a really nice party. Everybody comes dressed up in the most amazing fashion. It's really fun. I'm really blessed that I get to go every year, you know? I really, really am. But I have a question for you. What did you think about Kimberly? You said you didn't like the sweater. But how do you think that happened?
I thought she got cold because she was like, I don't know. She's
always cold.
Because she has low iron or something. And I just am worried about her. I just didn't get it. Like, what? Why would she wear that to cover up the dress?
Well, funny story, actually. Funny story. So, you know, she was getting her hair done, right? And we had a little slip of the hair iron. And we had a little burn moment on the arm. And we tried to cover it up with makeup, but it didn't really work out. And so then she took off of her intern's back the sweater and just thought, I'll just like shrug it, you know, we cut it, we sewed it up, we made it a shrug, mm-hmm. and then she just kind of got cozy in it, you know, and we're thinking about selling them for Skims because the sweater's getting a lot of attention.
You should sell it on Kardashian Closet. You call it Grandma's Knitted Sweater.
Kardashian Closet is doing so well. Yeah, shocking. We really should, but we're going to recreate it for Skims, so...
Okay. Sounds, yeah, like go off, sis.
I will go off, sis.
I thought Kim had a psoriasis flare up.
Well, we can cover that up with makeup, but, you know, the sweater really is definitely, you know, easier to cover for sure.
Yeah, she just kept saying, like, I'm in like this crazy garden party and I'm just grabbing a sweater.
Well, isn't that so nice? Yeah, when you go to a garden party and you have a cute sweater. And
when's the last time you've been to a garden party?
Oh, well, the Met Gala. Hello, honey. Last night. No, I went to a garden party at my friend at the Bezos, you know, garden recently. Yeah.
Jeff's garden.
Yeah. Uncle Jeff. Yeah. It was really nice. You know, we had sangria. And we looked at the flowers, and Corey and I really took it in. We really did. We talk about it still.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a great time.
How does my hair look?
The same.
I'm wearing Elnett. Have you had Elnett hairspray?
What rando product are you L'Oreal selling now?
Elnett. It's the best hairspray ever. And they just paid me $10,000 to say that on this microphone.
You should have charged 20 grand for that.
Hold on. Elnett hairspray is so fabulous. There we go. Another 10. They said, Chris, however many times you say it. So that's really the deal.
Did you see the Tom Brady roast? Everyone was roasting Kim more than Tom.
Oh, my God. I heard it was so hilarious. I have to watch it. I really do. I was out of it. You know, I was preparing to be a sleeping beauty.
My favorite line was when they said Kim has more public beef than Drake and Kendrick.
Well, thank you. It feels like they were paying respect to me.
Yeah. And then Kim said a really funny joke. She said,
Kimberly roasted.
Yeah, she roasted too.
Oh, she told me she was going. And I thought, you know, maybe she's just trying to see Tom.
Yeah. She was like,
she saw him.
We're not dating, but if we were, I wouldn't say anything. I would just release a tape.
Oh.
Kudos to you and your sex tape.
Kimmy and the tape. You know, I knew that tape would make this girl's life. And it really did.
And look where she is at now, roasting Tom Brady, the goat.
At the peak of her career.
Can we just get her to sleep with Tommy? Kimmy and Tommy.
Can I tell you a little secret?
Please.
The sweater was a gift from Tom.
What would that fit? His left toe?
No, he gave it to Kimberly and said, think of me when you're on that carpet. And she really...
holding on tight.
Yeah, she really cozied up into that.
Wrapping herself up in that blankie.
Oh, it was so sweet. That is so great. Everyone is doing so well. I'm just so proud of you. I really am.
Well, I've been MIA, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Taking your gummies. Yeah. Your poosh gummies.
My Lemmy gummies.
Yeah.
I've just been being a mom.
You know, that's important too. It really is. It is. All right, doll, I got to go. I have places to be, you know. Kai is releasing a new line of denim today, so make sure you get on it.
Groundbreaking.
And we'll see you at next year's Met Gala.
See you, dolls. Bippity boppity boo.